Day two here at Kennetech, Oklahoma City, and if you, you know, excuse me for just a second, I'm kind of geeking out right now as a fanboy. I read that it always seems impossible until it is done. It's April Fool's Day, no fooling. My guest today, she is the co-founder and CEO of Grow House Media. She is the host of the Feminized podcast, where she talks to some of the most powerful, prolific, and important women who drive our industry. She's the executive producer of Grow House for High Times and the host of Calling All Growers on Pro Cannabis Media. I am thrilled to introduce Liz Grow. Thank you for joining me.
Nick, thank you so much for having me. Wow, what an intro.
No, no, it's an intro that is well-deserved and well-earned with everything you've done in this industry.
Thank you.
And we're just grateful to have you on Infused and you give us some of your time.
Oh, I feel great being on Infused.
Oh, man. How's your experience so far in Oklahoma City?
Oh, it's been incredible. Everyone is just so excited about the new industry, new economy coming to Oklahoma,
yeah.
A state that's so desperately needed it. You know, I heard that in the first year, Oklahoma made something close to like $9.1 million or something on taxes. I totally messed that number up. But, you know, it's just a beautiful thing, and everyone's embracing it, you know?
They're embracing it, and they took a terrible situation like COVID and kind of built themselves up through that, and this market just spiked. And it's just cool to interact with so many of these people.
Oh, it's incredible. It is incredible. You know, everyone is being touched by cannabis in Oklahoma, if you live in Oklahoma, whether or not you use cannabis or you have your medical card.
Yeah.
Rising tide lifts all boats. And I'm excited. You know, Oklahoma cultivators are growing fire.
Yeah. Oh, my God, yeah.
Fire. It's like there's a race to see who can grow the most THC.
It's true.
It really is.
Yeah. And they're really cool, like, sampling some of the local goods.
Yeah.
Really, really impressive.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I mean, it's just a testament to, you know, this plant and the prolific nature of this plant. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like these cultivators just woke up in the morning when it became legal and put a seed in the ground. They've been working at it for a very long time under adverse conditions.
Absolutely.
With the government against them at every turn. And when the lights turned on, so to speak, I think a lot of them were excited to show what they'd been working on in the dark.
Yeah, so you're unleashing the power of these brilliant cultivators.
Yes.
And yeah, when daylight hits, it's really impressive. And it's touching to see what they can do. Speaking of growers, we got to talk. You are the host of Calling All Growers on Pro Cannabis Media. This is a new venture this year for you.
Yes.
Tell us all about it.
Oh, my God. I'm so, so excited about this project. You know, I was blessed to meet Jimmy Young, the founder of Pro Cannabis Media.
Hi, Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy. We love you, Jimmy. You're the best. I got to meet him in 2019 at a cannabis conference in Jamaica.
Okay.
And we geeked out on a lot of things. We have a lot of similarities.
Yeah.
And he loved my last name and was like, would you ever be interested in hosting a grow show? And I'm like, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of my dream. My favorite thing to do is to hang out with growers, to talk about growers, to be the fly on the wall and to watch them work. You know, bringing this plant to market, bringing it to life is the most important thing that we have in this industry. And so
absolutely.
I want to support growers at all costs. And so this year, finally, that dream became a reality with Calling All Growers on Pro Cannabis Media. It's a show that shoots live the second Wednesday of every month. I have a panel of the smartest, most prolific growers in the industry, and also those who work in the ancillary markets. You support growers.
Okay.
Right? And the show is all about making growing accessible, teaching our neighbors to grow, teaching people who never thought that they could grow a cannabis plant before that they can do this.
Yeah.
They can grow their own medicine. They can grow this magical plant that's been, you know, stigmatized for over 100 years.
Oh, no doubt.
You know, they can take a stand just on their own, just by growing this plant.
Right.
So that's really the focus of Calling All Growers. And the second show of the month is a webinar. It's a closed webinar only for those people who really want to dig deeper into talking to the professionals.
Oh, so they can get like actual support.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, it's fun. Oh, my God, it's fun. The gloves are off. It's not a live show, you know, where there's kind of like jitters and, you know, you've got kind of a script that you've got to follow, a framework at the very least. Oh, hell no.
Yeah.
When the webinar starts, the gloves are off. Our growers are teaching hands-on tips and techniques and secrets, yeah. Okay? We know who's sitting in that webinar, and it's the most interested cultivators, and they are asking questions, and I mean, the conversation is lively. It's an awesome, awesome experience.
Yeah, no, it's such a quality program, and Frank hears me use this term all the time, maybe too much, but you're really doing what I call the big work, because everything you're doing on that program has to do with education, and I don't think there's any healthy cannabis idea, program, business, if they don't concern themselves with educating, I don't know why they're here. Because we have to demystify this plant that's been dragged through the mud for so long. We have to work to break that stigma. And you're doing it, Liz, and I thank you for it.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, you know, I mean, I think one of the reasons why a lot of companies and brands don't really lean in too much to the education portion is because the more you start to unpack what's happening and the more you start to educate, I think you realize that you have to do more. Okay,
yeah.
And it's
responsibility.
When you know better, you have to do better. And, you know, bottom line is unfortunately a top priority for a lot of brands in cannabis who rushed in, who took a lot of money, who have to pay back investors, who've got a lot of pressures that go beyond the pressure of just being a good human being.
Yeah. Wow.
So, you know, as a media company and really conduit, I think, to the truth is how Patrick, my partner and my husband, and I see our jobs is just to continue to have those conversations with these companies, help them to know that they can do better at any time. They can do better by aligning with organizations like Last Prisoner Project,
nice.
By aligning with shows like Calling All Growers, you know, having those bigger conversations so that they too can do the big work and make the big profits.
Yeah.
The two aren't mutually exclusive.
No, they're not. I just, you know, I always find a difference with a grower that treats this plant like a cash crop. Like, well, everyone else is marijuana. I want to get that money too. Versus someone that actually cares about that plant. There's a huge difference, I find.
And quality.
Yeah, for sure.
What are you reaching for? What are you craving? Maybe what you want from the grower who puts so much care and time and love in it, maybe you're not always going to get you know, that special strain, or maybe they'll be out of inventory quicker.
Yeah.
Right? It's about quality over quantity. Right? And what we see now is a saturated market of boof.
Yeah. No, that's I mean, perfectly articulated.
You gotta you rush to market, you're going to miss out on all of the expressions that this plant has.
Yeah.
The plant will feel that pressure. You know, this isn't just I'm going to figure out how to make a better widget faster. Sorry, boys.
Seriously.
You can't make a better widget faster when it comes to cannabis. It's not a widget.
No.
She is a living thing. And even after she's been harvested, she is living and she's changing expressions. You know, I mean, curing. How many cultivators have issues? They love it. They get into flower. It's so beautiful. Oh, my God. It's great. We harvest it. You trim it. You cure it. And it molds. Or you don't cure long enough, or, you know, I mean, there are just so many phases in this process of getting a good product to market that if you don't respect every phase and keep your heart centered on the plant and on the patients that plant is going to affect, then something's inevitably going to go wrong and you're just not going to get what you want.
It's true. But, I mean, you're providing such a cool resource now with these webinars with Calling All Growers. I think it's a wonderful concept and it's executed brilliantly, guys. Please check the show out. I wanted to ask you, though, about your lineup of shows, what you've done and what's coming up. Your Jim Belushi episode that you co-hosted, that was brilliant. What's in the pipeline?
Yeah, Jim Belushi's easy to talk to. Okay?
Is he really?
A monkey could have given him that interview
and
it would have been brilliant. No, it's true. I mean, come on, he's Jim Belushi. And again, purpose-driven.
Yeah.
Purpose-driven. He doesn't go 5 sentences without talking about, you know, prisoners who are still in jail today.
Oh, he's an advocate.
And his brother, you know, John, for whom if he had cannabis, if cannabis weren't so stigmatized, if we had an open market, who knows where we would be.
He might still be with us.
I know. So he was easy to talk to. We've got Ed Rosenthal coming up.
Big one, guys.
On the guru of ganja on April 13th. Oh my God, that's 12 days away.
Yeah.
My mind is blown. And I told Jimmy this when we decided we were going to go forth on this journey together.
Yeah.
He said, "Who's your dream?" And I said, "Ed Rosenthal. Come on. Because he started as an advocate activist. Of course, the man has always been drawn to growing and has always grown and been a closet cultivator. But in the 70s, he was side by side with Steve D'Angelo in the Yippies, in that Yippie movement where Carter was just kind of, he was giving us all hope. But then the Reagan administration came in to kind of crush that hope in those
entirely.
That's when we needed the Yippies, right? Yeah. The rise of the Yippies. And Ed Rosenthal was one of them. So, and that's, I think, what makes him so prolific. I mean, he's written over 25 books on the subject. He, as simple as making money from your grow in your closet, you know, to these really, really next level cultivation concepts. You know, he's still a leader, cutting edge thought leader in the space, but just the fact that he has so much depth is like, I'm just gonna really try to shut up and let him
go.
And get that wisdom, ask some pointed questions. Of course, I'm gonna be selfish. There are gonna be some questions that I want to know.
Oh, of course.
I'm so excited to talk to him. So you got to tap into that.
Oh, no, always. Like I said, I start this with, I am a legitimate fan.
Thank you.
I hope I didn't geek out too bad here today.
God, honored.
You do excellent, excellent work, Liz. You put it out consistently, and I want to make sure we let our audience know where they can find it.
Absolutely. Well, you can start with Grow House TX on Instagram. I mean, that really is kind of our main chick. Everything we do kind of goes there. But then we've got Calling All Growers on Pro Cannabis Media with Liz Grow. Feminize podcast with Liz Grow. Feminize is a super exciting project. I'm going to have your wife on very soon.
I can't wait.
I get to talk to the strongest, most powerful women driving the cannabis industry today. It's a interview show just with chicks.
Love it.
And it's so, it's good. I'm going to have 100 episodes by December.
Oh, cheers.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. This is like a force. And I'm super excited about Feminized podcast with Liz Grow. And High Times TV, Grow House. We've got a channel on High Times TV. Season 3 will be dropping in May. It's super, super exciting. If you're in an adult use state and you're at a dispensary, look up at the dispensary TVs and you might see our crazy asses asking all the dumb questions and taking all the big dabs.
Nice.
So you can just see what it looks like after the fact.
Oh.
And then you can go do it too.
No, we're gonna be watching. We're going to be listening.
Thank you.
When I was chatting with Liz a little bit prior to this interview, she said she's got the coolest job because she just gets to talk to cool people.
Yeah.
And I consider myself so blessed, so lucky, because I've just been able to talk to somebody extremely cool, extremely kind. Liz Grow has been my guest. Liz, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'll see you next time.